Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Zvachim Daf Kuf Yud Aleph, Zvachim 111. Today's Daf Yomi, we discuss the concept of Nisachim, of the libations. We know that there's an obligation from the Torah to bring Nisachim, to bring libations on the altar. And these were items that accompanied the general sacrifices, that there was, with respect to the Karban Ola or the Shlamim, generally speaking, only those two types of sacrifices get libations, that there was a practice of bringing wine and that was poured onto the altar, and also flour mixed with oil that was burnt entirely on the altar. And according to the Gemara in Sota on Daf Tes Vav Amud Aleph, which said that the reason why it happens for the Ola and the Shlamim is because these sacrifices don't come in reaction to a sin, and so therefore there's extra joy associated with these sacrifices, and so therefore for that reason the Nisachim accompany these sacrifices. So our Gemara records a debate from a Braisa between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael whether or not in the desert, when the Jews were walking in the desert, they still brought these Nisachim. So the Braisa says that since it says in the verse in Numbers chapter 15 verse 2, Ki tavo al eretz moshvosichem, when you come to the land of your inhabitant, that asher ani nosein lachem, the Braisa says, what does this mean when you come to the land that you will live in, that I will give to you, meaning to say the land of Canaan, says the Braisa, that the verse is referring to the obligation to bring these libations on the communal bama, the communal altar that will be built when they come into the land of Canaan. And that means to say that only when they come into the land of Canaan and they build this communal offering, that's when you have to bring these libations. But you should not bring them in the land of Canaan on individual altars, only on the general communal altar that was there. So the Gemara says, Ata omer bebama gedoa, do you mean to say that they brought it only on the large altar that was for the entire community? Or maybe afil bebama katana, maybe there would be an obligation to bring libations even on a smaller altar, the individual altar. So the Gemara rejects that, the Braisa rejects it, because it states, kishu omer el eretz moshvosechem asher ani nosein lachem, which says, when you come to the land of your inhabitants that I will give to you, that implies from the expression lachem, for you, shebebama nohegas lekulchem, that means all of you need to be part of this bama. That's what it's referring to, and this is the opinion of Rabbi Yishmael. So we see, according to Rabbi Yishmael's opinion, that the obligation to bring these nesachim was only on the communal bama, the large bama for the entire community in the land of Canaan, and it was not done in the desert at all. And it was also not done on the individual altars that were set up after they entered into the land of Israel. Rabbi Akiva disagrees, and he says, Ki savo, it says in the passage dealing with the libations, when you come to the land. And that can't be referring to that fact that there's an obligation to bring a bama, to bring the sachem on the large communal bama when you come into the land of Israel, because they were already bringing it on the large bama in the desert. So what does it mean? What's the requirement? Kisavo, Tina nesachem bebama katana, kosmadabar. Rabbi Akiva says, no, it's to require the libations to be brought when you enter into the land of Canaan, even on what's called a bama katana, even on the small individual altars. And the Braisa says, atol mer lebama katana, maybe it's to say that it's only requiring it on the large bamos. So when it says El Erech Mosvosechem, what does Rabbi Akiva do with this interpretation to the land that you will dwell in? Hare bebama noheges bekoma shavosa kosmedaber. That means to say that it refers to the bamas, the altars that are going to be in all your dwelling places, meaning not just in the communal bama, the large communal bama, but also in all the individual places, wherever people set up their own private altars right after they entered into the land of Canaan. And so we see, says the Gemara, a fundamental distinction between Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva. Kishatim tzolomar, that we see from here that according to Rabbi Yishmael, according to Rabbi Shmuel, these libations did not accompany the offerings in the desert. There were no libations that were brought until they entered into the land of Canaan, whereas only then it was on the communal altar, not on the individual altars. Whereas Rabbi Akiva says, "Karvu nesachim b'midbar." Rabbi Akiva says, "No, they did bring the libations in the desert. They brought them on the large the altar in the desert. But when they entered into the land of Canaan, they also added it even to the individual, to the individual offerings on the individual altars." So we see that according to Rabbi Akiva, that even in the desert there was this obligation to bring libations. Comes along, the Pnei Menachem, and he asks an interesting question. So he says, so if that's the case, if we know that a karban, that a sacrifice requires nisachim, that a sacrifice requires libations, how come when Avraham Avinu was preparing to bring Isaac, his son, as a sacrifice based upon the commandment of God, we understand why, according to Rabbi Shmuel, he didn't have to bring any libations accompanying it, because of the fact that he says that the libations only happened when you entered into the land of Canaan, and that was when you got it as an inheritance. However, according to Rabbi Akiva, that they brought libations in the desert, why did Abraham not have to bring a libation? So he says that we know that he basically comes down with the following insight. He says, we know that the libations that were brought can be brought up to days following the sacrifice itself. As states in our Gemara, and also it's going to say in Gemara, Mikan, afil mikan v'adasar yamim, even from now until 10 days. So we see that you could bring libations even after the fact. And we know that it says by Yaakov Avinu that when Yitzchak blessed him, it says Vayave lo yayin vayesh, that Yaakov brought wine to Isaac and Isaac drank it. And so according to the Bnei Menachem, that was the libation, that was the wine libation that was accompanying the Akedah. And he also says, from here we see that today, when we no longer bring sacrifices and we don't have libations, we could fulfill the concept of the libation by bringing food and gifts to a Torah scholar and supporting Torah scholars. That's a fulfillment today of the concept of bringing a libation.